2, 3, go! Okay.
Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced the 2018 International Consensus Statement on Research Priorities for Musculoskeletal Infections. In the second post, we summarized a study where the authors found that mandating the use of the National Athletic Trainers Association Inter-Association Task Force Acclimatization Guidelines in high school football is related to fewer athletes experiencing exercise-induced heat illness. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors assessed the relationship between state high school athletic associations adopting the acclimatization guidelines and the rate of exertional heat illnesses among high school students during preseason American football practices. The authors used data from the High School Reporting Information Online System. They estimated an incidence rate ratio to compare exertional heat illness rates between years that states had adopted the mandates or not between 2005 to 2017. The authors identified 190 heat exertional illnesses during about 2.7 million athlete exposures to American football preseason practices. Out of 48 states, only 32 state years from 8 states met the acclimatization guidelines. The authors found that during years when a state adhered, or at least partially adhered, to the acclimatization guidelines, they experienced about 50% less exertional heat illnesses than the years when a state failed to adhere to these guidelines. These researchers are the first to examine the effectiveness of heat illness prevention guidelines. The authors found that adhering to the acclimatization guideline is associated with reducing the number of reported exertional heat illnesses by about 55%. The authors also reported that partial compliance with the guidelines, which was a year when a state recommended compliance or mandated at least one of the criteria, related to about 50% less exertional heat illnesses. It would be interesting to see an analysis without heat cramping, since they failed to follow the continuum of heat exhaustion to exertional heat stroke. Another interesting finding was that only 8 out of the 48 states in the study have fully implemented these guidelines. Hence, healthcare professionals should become aware of the effectiveness of these guidelines and encourage states' associations to adopt these guidelines and implement them in their high schools, even if their state fails to mandate acclimatization guidelines. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a blog post from the British Journal of Sports Medicine that highlighted the importance of implementing return-to-sport test batteries after an ACL reconstruction. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. This now includes our newest edition on concussions. We'll have links to our summaries, the courses, and the blog post on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.